Wellington County. While masks are for the most part can come off on Monday, they will still be seen worn on County of Wellington employee faces for a bit longer. Starting March 21, masks will no longer have to be worn in public spaces and businesses where they were previously required. County spokesperson Andrea Ravensdale said via email staff will continue wearing masks until April 1 to allow for a slight buffer from March break travel. Long-term care home Wellington Terrace will continue to have a mask policy as per provincial direction until April 27. The county will follow the province's direction for masking for visitors, Ravensdale said, adding anyone wishing to wear a mask may continue to do so. At county townships, masks are becoming optional in nearly all cases in Centre Wellington, Erin, Guelph, Aramosa, Wellington North, Minto and Mapleton. We're following provincial mandates, so on the 21st, they're gone, said Guelph, Aramosa Mayor Chris White, although clarifying after he meant optional. Things have changed. The world is different now, so there may be mask wearing for a lot of different reasons now where you may not have worn them in the past. It's the same story in the township of Mapleton where Mayor Greg Davidson said they're following the province. If you don't feel safe without a mask, then certainly put one on, Davidson said. I know there are certain events that I will be going to that's close quarters, I'll probably have a mask on. Michael Givens, Wellington North SAO, and Quinn Forter, Minto Human Resources Coordinator, both confirmed via email they will be following the provincial direction. At the town of Erin, spokesperson Lavina Dixit said their only deviation is masks will still be required at public council meetings within town hall and visitors will still be screened. She said this is simply because of space restrictions and there is no timeline on when that might change. For Centre Wellington, spokesperson Kendra Martin said discussions were ongoing on how the township will proceed, but any further policy would be for staff and not for visitors. Representatives from PSLNCH were not immediately available for comment.